Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A most dangerous game. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
This is the chamber. Once someone enters, there is no turning back. Tonight, within these steel walls, human endurance will be taken to its very limits. Participants will be subjected to unbearable environments and incredible physical stress. Scorching heat, sub-zero cold, and hurricane-force winds. If anyone can make it through all 7 levels, they could walk away with more than $100,000. Will it be worth it? Welcome back to the Chamber.
In the early 2000s, television audiences were captivated by an intense and adrenaline-pumping game show called The Chamber. This unique show pushed contestants to their limits as they faced a series of physical and mental challenges within a claustrophobic and high-pressure chamber. The Chamber, directed by Don Wiener and hosted by Rick Schwartz, aired on Fox from January 13th to January 25th.
Wow.
Short. Wonder why. The series was designed to be a more extreme game show in the vein of programs like Fear Factor, Survivor, which were huge at the time, and The Chamber aimed to capitalize on the trend by offering a unique and intense experience for contestants and audiences alike. Each round took place inside a chamber.
You don't say.
A confined and controlled environment that could simulate extreme conditions such as heat, cold, or sensory deprivation.
This already sounds so problematic.
The contestants were subjected to physical challenges, mental puzzles, and psychological tests while inside the chamber, with the goal of accumulating the most points to win the game. Preston Beckman, a fellow Fox executive, thought that the show had been created to make viewers wonder if, quote, Fox might actually kill someone on television due to the extreme circumstances in which the contestants of the chamber would be placed. The chamber's first host, sportscaster Matt, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Vasgersian, was troubled by these issues and ultimately decided to stop working on the show.
Fair.
First host, gone. He's like, I'm not doing this.
He's like, I can't in good conscience be a part of this.
There's always somebody else that's willing to do it, though.
Of course there is.
When Matt arrived at the rehearsal, he saw a girl being sprayed with water in the cold chamber and overheard a conversation between members of the show's production staff in which the effects of exposing the girl to hundreds of mosquitoes were discussed.
Oh,
so while some girl's getting a cold hose, they're talking about, hey, what about hundreds of mosquitoes just flying around while these people are trying to answer questions under duress? Matt had accepted the job primarily because he was friends with one of the program's producers. It was because of this blatant disregard for the participant's security and well-being that Matt abruptly left the set, eventually being replaced by sports radio host Rick Schwartz.
Okay, there's that person.
In addition to concerns over the extremity of its content, The Chamber was sued by the producers of the ABC game show The Chair. I'm not familiar with that show.
Mm-mm.
I think it was a little more popular, but they were both similar shows, and The Chamber just ramped it up.
Yeah.
I feel like The Chair, you're like in the hot seat.
Yeah,
you're
in a chair, we're in a chamber, and hundreds of mosquitoes. How about that?
How the game is played? After this break. The game began with two competitors listing objects from a predetermined category until one of them won. The top two finishers receive $500. Or, hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
Access to the chamber.
Uh-oh.
So you can get $500. That's nice.
Or
after tax, you owe $75.
Great.
Or get in that chamber, baby.
What happens there?
They would have to answer questions for a chance to earn over $100,000.
So we're going from $500 to
you could take
$100,000.
Yes, if you're a coward,
so you're going in the chamber.
Yes, pretty much. Or it's a very boring show.
Totally.
Although unaired episodes allegedly contained electricity, water, and insect-themed chambers, mm-hmm. it goes without saying that the people with claustrophobia need not apply. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Naturally, while in this chamber, participants would be subject to cold-blooded torture, including intense heat or extreme cold. Correct responses were paid $1,000 apiece throughout each of the seven rounds, which lasted 60 seconds. Hmm. Each round begins with the conditions in the chamber getting worse. Really? Why would they get easier?
Yeah, no, they're not going to be like, this is almost flooded, and now it's comfy in here.
Yeah, you just sit on this lazy boy. Just
take a nap.
And the game would end, and the player's bank would be cut in half if they gave incorrect answers to two questions in a row. Their, quote, stress quotient reached a certain level for 20 seconds, or they or the show staff decided to call it.
Yeah.
So there was people that were saying, hey, listen, I know you're tough, but this is mm-hmm. too dangerous.
But that would be like a person like me. Like, I'm not a medical professional, but I'm sitting by a buzzer and a walkie-talkie being like, this person looks frozen. I guess let's stop, kind of a thing. Also, I'm not really sure I understand, like, the scoring of, like, you get, that's I don't know. Always, it's all always, crazy. It's all
it's like, just, you get questions that might be, if you're just sitting around, might be easy to answer. Mm-hmm. But when you're cold or hot or there's mosquitoes or you're getting electrocuted, might be difficult to answer.
Yeah. And also, like, how they add and subtract money to that feels like, from what you've said, a little all over the place as well. It's chaos. Chaos.
If a player can make it through all seven rounds with at least 25 questions correct, their earnings would be double. And then playing the chamber would also have been retired. So then you're done with the chamber if you get that point.
Okay. Okay.
And then maybe two people. Who the better of the two people. Mm. Internal temperatures would begin at 110 degrees Fahrenheit and increase towards a maximum of 150 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. Wow.
The chair would move beginning at the second level, first back and forth, then up and down, then 270 degree rotations and complete circles. So you're like in a...
like an undulating... you're in one of those things where they have on like the boardwalk.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like in ropes and they're turning and twisting it. But on top of that, it's like
a gyrosphere type thing.
Degrees,
yeah.
And you have to answer questions about geography.
Jets shooting flames around the contestants. Just around.
Cool, cool, cool.
And then as far as the cold, the temperatures would begin at 30 degrees Fahrenheit and decreasing mm-hmm. towards a minimum of 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Contestants getting sprayed with water, causing ice to form on your body.
So that doesn't sound that bad, the 20 degrees.
Wind gust of 40 miles an hour. Air cannons blasting towards the contestants with up to 140 miles an hour winds. So you're getting shot with an air cannon.
That's a lot.
Simulated earthquakes increasing in intensity. Electrodes contracting the player's muscles. Mm-hmm. Oxygen mm-hmm. levels gradually descending to 70%. That's pretty scary.
That's scary. And then they just set you on fire and see.
That's for the $500.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So the show debuted on January 12, 2002 to about 10 million people. However, by the third episode, getting moved to Friday night, the viewership was cut to almost half. So even with all that, people were like, either they were like, other things are on there or more interesting. The way the show is interesting, but the way they are producing it, it just wasn't conducive to a good show, or they're just like, I don't want to see people getting tortured.
No, I think that there's a tipping point with stuff like that, especially because like people who love game shows like love the game of it. But it's not a game when you're just in a coffin getting blasted with air and shocked and I don't know, you know, almost drowned. Like that's not like fun. That's not like a fun viewing on a Friday night, you know?
Only three of the six episodes actually aired due to the critiques and the drop in viewership.
Warranted.
And I really think it's the drop in viewership first.
Totally.
They'll say, you've spoken and we've listened, but really the view has dropped in half.
Yeah.
Is it going to continually just keep dropping as the show goes on?
And they're like, no, we have an obligation to the safety of, they're going to, they're going to stand their moral high ground for why the show wasn't airing, even though we all know it's because people weren't interested.
Scott Brown, participant who was hospitalized for hypothermia after being subjected to all seven levels of the show.
God.
Where he won $20,000.
Okay.
Would later sue the chamber and ended up receiving a settlement of $100,000.
I mean, does that, am I an out? Does that doesn't sound that bad. The things I would do for $20,000? Should I have been a contestant on the show?
Here's what I want you to imagine. Three episodes aired, three didn't. Imagine you're on the show of the other three episodes.
Oh my God.
Where you, I don't know what you get in.
Oh, no, no. Because as someone who worked on game shows, there is a contingency that if it doesn't air, you may not even get the money. And that is, that's horrifying
yeah.
to think of. And also, I was thinking about casting too. And it's like, do you think any casting people asked these people if they had pre-existing conditions that may affect their torture in this chamber? Or like, it was just like a checklist and they're like, yeah, you're good.
You know, as we, you know, we go to the, sometimes you go to the doctor and you're like, yeah, I'm fine, fine, mm-hmm. fine, fine, fine. And I'm sure 20 years ago, we learned that things were probably a little more lax.
Totally. Well, you think about Fear Factor. I had a friend who worked on Fear Factor, and I remember she got a rash. She was like, she got like a flesh-eating bacterial rash, and they were like, good luck.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.